And back at home, Gardaí believe a man shot dead in Dublin in the early hours of yesterday morning may have been the victim of a feud among criminals in the city. 20-year-old Josh Itselli was shot dead on the Knocknaree Road in Drimna. Several shots were fired from a number of different weapons during the incident, and a number of cars and people were involved. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, is with us now. And Paul, you can tell us more about how these events unfolded on Knocknaree Road in Drimna.
Yeah, Mary, the Gardaí are still trying to determine the series of events that led to the murder, piece together what happened, who was involved with what and why. Josh Itselli, we know, was shot dead in a gangland attack on the Knocknaree Road in Drimna at a 15:15 yesterday morning. Now, he was known to the Gardaí. There are a number of lines of inquiry. One is that he was part of a criminal gang on the way to carry out an attack when they were intercepted and ambushed by other criminals. He was in one of two cars, a black Mercedes and a black Volkswagen Golf, that crashed at the scene in what appears to have been a ramming rather than a collision. While the attack on Josh Itselli itself appears to have been planned and targeted, Gardaí also have to consider whether he was attacked by rival criminals on their own or double-crossed and set up by his own criminal associates. A third car, a silver Focus, was also found nearby on Slievenamon Road. Three people were arrested there, all wearing bulletproof vests, all on foot, arrested by an armed response unit. One of them is a violent and dangerous criminal in his 20s who was charged with the serious offence 5 weeks ago and was out on bail. He was also the victim of a recent attack, and Gardaí are also investigating if he was seeking retaliation and part of some team that was seeking retaliation when that murder took place. Josh Itselli is the first gangland murder victim this year.
Are we looking, Paul, at new gangs emerging or breakaways from existing gangs? And what is intelligence on this?
It's hard to know at this stage. There's a number of factors. I mean, if you look, first of all, the types of weapons used, you can also look at the age of those involved. Josh Itselli was 20, the three in custody. Two of them are also in their 20s and one is a teenager. They're very young to be involved in this level of organised crime, but it's not unprecedented. Young people have and are involved at this level. Initially, the Gardaí thought this might have been a personalised, localised dispute among criminals, but following inquiries and developments in the investigation, they seem to think now the murder appears to be linked to a feud among criminals linked to organised crime gangs with links to the drugs trade. These are gangs operating in Dublin South and South Inner City. Now, the Gardaí are working to identify the criminal links and the associates of the three in custody, what organised crime group they are linked with, or they suspect the Gardaí suspect they are linked with. They've also recovered a military-grade AR assault 15 assault rifle, which they believe could be the murder weapon. Now, this weapon can fire automatic and semi-automatic bursts of gunfire, hundreds of rounds per minute. Its recovery has been seen as a significant development. That firearm and a pipe bomb, which the Army Bomb Disposal Team made safe, are being forensically examined. Gardaí hope to develop lines of inquiry, forensic and DNA evidence from these. Detectives also believe there are more people involved than the four that they have identified so far, and they suspect that some gang members that were involved in the shooting and in the violence in the early hours of yesterday morning fled the scene. They're trying to identify them. The officer in charge, Superintendent Paul Maher, says they need the public's help. This was an attack in a quiet residential area. He has appealed for anyone with information, dashcam or phone footage, to contact the incident room at Sundrive Road Garda Station. And the Gardaí do appreciate that people may feel afraid, but they say they can guarantee that any information they receive will be dealt with in confidence.
Paul Reynolds, thank you.